Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 station statewide. Friday afternoons, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and other folks among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we've got a return visit from Honolulu Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity International is a nonprofit that welcomes all people, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, any other difference, to build simple, decent, affordable houses for those who lack adequate shelter. They also have programs to help fix existing structures, also assist people with disabilities in accomplishing ADA modifications that can have critical positive impacts, like helping people with disabilities stay in their home and stay independent. They also have a special way of supporting their mission and the community, which extends their reach pretty far, called the Restore, and they have big plans for this year. That's why we have Honolulu Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Jim Murphy joining us. Aloha. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
First, for those new to the concept, because it happens all the time, it's kind of like public radio. People are like, yeah, I was just watching it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're watching it. That's doing things with this I didn't even know after all these years. So explain how Habitat works for the completely uninitiative, for the main thing, which is the home builds.
Sure. So we work with families that are 30 to 60% below median income level, who are financially stable, interested in partnering with us and working within our programs, who have a housing need. We qualify those families financially, and they agree to partner with us. And then we go out and find volunteers to help build a house with that family and provide, if Habitat provides it, it's a zero interest mortgage. We can also work with USDA or other third party lenders to try and find a more favorable rate.
What are the requirements for someone to participate in that they need to know?
There are three core tenets to being a Habitat family. One is you have to have a housing need. So you have to be living in either inadequate housing, not have a house, or living in, living with your family or a situation like that. So you have to have demonstrate a housing need. You also have to be willing to partner. You also have to be willing to work with us and our volunteers on Saturdays to build your home. You also have to be financially stable, because there is a mortgage tied to this. It's a low interest or zero interest mortgage, but there is a commitment to repay that mortgage, because that allows us to put those funds into the next house.
And when it comes to these, there are, and we'll talk about some of the new things that are coming up in a moment, but there are also projects where you fix up existing property. Explain the scope of that and perhaps any fine print relating to people taking that on.
Sure. So we have a home preservation program, which is designed for folks who've got a house, but that house may need certain repairs. Maybe they need a new roof. Maybe they need windows. Maybe they need landscaping, making the house ADA for kapuna who may need a wheelchair ramp or bars in the bathroom to help them get in and out of the tub, or even having a doorway expanded for folks in wheelchairs. These are repairs that we can make to the Habitat homeowner's home, and it's also a zero interest loan that we make to them to cover the cost of those repairs. We work with the family the same way we work with them for a home build, and our volunteers do the labor.
And so a lot of different existing structures can benefit from this program, but in particular, the main reason, in fact, that we get Habitat on Helping Hand is because for those in wheelchairs or facing other mobility challenges, as Jim just eloquently noted, the aspect of their mission that may seem like small work to others, putting in grab bars, possibly on the larger end of that, making a door wider, but building a ramp, they all may seem small to somebody with a construction background who's used to building different kinds of things and showing their skills in that way. But for somebody who's faced with the challenge of being in a wheelchair or other mobility restriction, those kind of achievements that Habitat can provide can make a huge difference in that person's ability to remain at home, not be in a facility of some kind, in some ways being in a better place both for them and for society at large. So for anyone who's listening or who has a loved one, or even who is thinking, wow, I'd love to get involved in that sort of thing in my free time, that just sounds like a rewarding way to look in the mirror and go, you know, I'm doing something right with my life. What should they do? They should get in touch with you, and what are the parameters?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is just to send folks to our website, honoluluhabitat.org, From there, there's a lot of information about our programs, whether it's the home build or the home preservation program. There's information about how to get involved as a volunteer. There's information about our restore. There's information about how to make either monetary donations or in-kind donations as well.
And anyone who, and we'll have all the contact info again at the end of the segment, but some people, as I've discovered in life, are more interested in talking on the phone than doing email. They can call the regular,
absolutely,
the regular number.
Yes, 538-7070 is our number. And we'd be happy to talk over the phone for those who are not inclined to go on the internet.
And the new projects and plans for this year, every year they have an ambitious array of things that they endeavor in, and this would fall more into, as we started the conversation, the new home build aspect of what they do, I'm assuming. The new projects for this year, talk about the plans and what's about to get underway and ways that people listening can be part of that.
Absolutely. We have very lofty plans for our 2018. We committed ourselves. This is our 30th anniversary, and so we started in 1988. So we've been around for 30 years. We have housed over 400 individuals, and we're very proud of the fact that we've played a significant role in those folks' lives, finding them better shelter and allowing them for to create a better life. But rather than look back, we want to look forward. So we have committed ourselves as an organization to build 40 homes in the next 5 years. And that's significant growth for us. But we believe that certainly there's an enormous amount of need out there for it. And we've got a better system in place, a better construction staff, and just a stronger organization. So we starting this month, we've started our first house in those 40 and are going to build 40 in the next 5 years.
So what kind of commitment does a volunteer need to make to participate in the home builds? And also looking at it, there are a variety of ways someone could help out with these things. You can do actual construction work, but you can help provide supplies to it, or you could maybe provide food or other things.
Yeah. So volunteers can come out on any given Saturday and volunteer at one of our builds. And you can come out once and never come back again. You can come out every Saturday and help build the entire house. That's completely up to it's completely up to you and how much time you've got to give and how much you want to invest in this mission.
Very flexible.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We have generally around 24 volunteers who show up at a build site on Saturdays. Some of them know what they're doing. Some of them are brand new to construction. Our mission is also, you know, to teach them skills and to get them better educated in how to make these kinds of home repairs and construction. We also are very welcoming to church groups or schools or folks who want to come out and provide food, or groups that want to come out as a team, whether it's a company or a church or a school, to work together as a great team building exercise to come out as well.
So in addition to those ways of supporting them, and we sort of mentioned it a little bit, the Restore is both a place where they can get supplies for some of their own home builds, but it's a place where they can have materials available for folks to be able to pick up at a low rate. And by doing that, you're also preventing things from going into the landfill, but you're also supporting some of their other programs, helping to defray the expenses. Meaning if somebody who is a disability needs help from them, doesn't have a lot of dough, by the Restore being a successful operation, that helps to defray their expenses so that they can endeavor in projects like that. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So our Restore is located in Kalihi, and people donate building materials, appliances, supplies. Companies donate them as well. Some of them are gently used, some of them are brand new, and we sell that to the general public out of our store in Kalihi. And those funds go directly to our ability to build affordable housing and also preserve affordable housing for our families.
Let me give you the contact information, because there are a lot of ways you could come in. And again, in terms of the commitment, it can be something that you just sample. You could say, I'd like to try that out, as Jim was saying, or you could make it a regular routine on a Saturday, or you could participate in the way that you want. Maybe you like making food and you could feed the people who are there, or you've got the supplies that he was just describing. There are many different levels. HonoluluHabitat.org is where you can find them online. You can send them an email if you have something that you want to help them with, or a question, or a specific need. info@honoluluhabitat.org. And I encourage you, if you know anyone who has a mobility challenge and you think this organization could help make their life better, to reach out and give them a chance, because that's what they want to do. You can give them a call, 808-538-7070. We've got the full interview, the radio feature, all of our contact details that go along with this segment, and all the contact details for our previous Helping Hand guests, all stored at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. What else is happening there this year that's important, or a facet of your programming and support for the community that somehow we failed to cover?
We are actually having, because this is our 30th anniversary, we are having a 30th anniversary celebration on April 28th. We are going to be gathering at the Cook Street Warehouse in Kaka'ako. It's 449 Cook Street, and it's a benefit to towards the organization. But it's more than a benefit. It's a celebration of everything that we have done together as a community and everything that we plan to do. And all that information is also on our website at honoluluhabitat.org. And we call it our Build Aloha Celebration, because we're not just building houses. We're definitely building aloha.
Honolulu Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Jim Murphy speaking there, our guest today on Helping Hand. And thanks for doing what you do, especially for anybody who has a mobility challenge, that you're able to make a huge change in their life with some small construction. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.